Archers for the week 21st to 26th December 2003.
The Archers give voice to the top 10 carols at St. Stephen's.
It was Schiller who suggested it.
What?
I didn't want to have Amy left alone in the house with Luke, you see.
Well, no, of course you didn't.
So Schiller said, why don't you get someone in to keep an eye on things? And Mabel was the obvious choice.
So this is Amy's grandmother?
Yeah, she jumped straight on the train, bless her heart.
You've got a full house.
Yes. You'll meet Mabel at the carols this afternoon. You are coming, aren't you?
Of course.
Oh, look, here comes Joe. He'll save me a journey. Joe!
Morning!
Can you stop a minute?
Whoa, back! Whoa, whoa!
Oh, my goodness!
That's a sight you don't see every day.
Well, what are you laughing at?
That great mountain of turkeys in the back of the trap.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Couldn't you put something over the top?
Why?
In case a loose-barreled pigeon happens to fly over.
Quite!
Well, I'm only taking them down to Keeper's Cottage. Terry's going to be dressing them tomorrow.
Hey, have you sold them all?
Well, I still got one or two going spare. Why? You changed your mind?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have.
Ha-ha! I knew you would.
Yeah, well, I've got visitors for Christmas now, so if you could put me one aside...
Do you see, Sin?
Not too big, mind.
Well, are you going to pick it up or do you want me to deliver?
If you could deliver it, it would be brilliant.
That's right, you are.
Thanks.
Has Clary got any help dressing the birds?
What do you mean?
Well, she's not doing it single-handed, is she?
Oh, no. Any of me give her a hand.
And you've got your dress rehearsal tomorrow, haven't you? For the mystery plays.
A technical rehearsal.
And if Clary's got all those turkeys to do...
She'll be there, don't you worry.
And we'll see you this afternoon.
Eh?
At the Top 10 Carols.
For me?
Well, don't you remember?
What?
You said if I bought one of your turkeys, you'd come to the carols at St. Stephen's.
No, I never.
Oh, yes, you did. You were heavily involved with camouflage netting. Mm-hmm. But you definitely said you'd come.
You still got this tape?
I can't believe it.
It's not the original tape.
Uh-huh.
That got mangled up a couple of years ago, so Dad went out and bought the CD.
I can still see you dancing with your mum in the front room in Bradford.
That's a long time ago.
When your fancy red tights and your father Christmas hat falling down over your eyes.
I don't remember.
Well, you were only 4 years old before your darling mother got sick.
It's funny. I can see your front room with the Christmas tree. I can't remember Mum being there.
Well, she was. And a beautiful mother she was, too. Now pass me that rice.
You must teach Dad how to cook rice and peas properly. He always ends up with sticky lumps in it.
I'm home. Talk of the devil.
We're in the kitchen.
Whoa, something smells good.
Dinner?
Don't tell me. Curry goat.
Where am I going to get goat round here?
Plenty of people have got goats. Linda Snell had goats before she had llamas, so I'm told.
Do you think she ate them? That's the mad woman I was telling you about, Grandma.
Watch your mouth,
Amy. Hey, Linda's not mad.
The one who is helping you with the place?
Yeah, that's her. Eccentric, maybe, but perfectly sane. And she's done most of the work. Oh, by the way, I bumped into Joe Grundy on my way home, so I've ordered us a turkey.
What for?
Well, I know you won't eat it. I thought for the rest of us...
That reminds me. That ham you bought.
What's wrong with it?
It's too big.
We haven't a saucepan large enough.
What? We boil it?
Of course. What else?
Well, I don't know. I've never cooked a ham.
Obviously.
Any sign of Luke?
No. Still asleep.
That lad could sleep for England.
Well, he'd better be sitting up at table with his hands washed on the dot at 1 o'clock.
Absolutely. Otherwise, he gets no dinner.
That's a bit hard.
No. That's the rules. Grandma and I have agreed. No drugs. Regular meals.
And no being alone with you.
Oh, that's stupid.
He needs a firm hand, that boy.
He's so completely harmless.
No, he's not, Amy. He's a mess.
I can look after myself.
Oh, so I should send Grandma back home, should I?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's why she's here, to keep an eye on you.
I don't need an eye keeping on me.
When you two finish squabbling, will you get on and lay the table?
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, Luke.
Oh, so you decide to get up then?
Sorry, a bit late, isn't it?
A bit. It's afternoon already.
Well, you need a lot of sleep, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. So, shall I lay the table?
No, you go and wash your hands and your face and comb that hair. You don't sit down to dinner looking like you've been pulled through a hedge.
Righto, where do you want them?
What?
These turkeys.
Well, you can't bring them in here.
Well, where am I supposed to put them then?
But no, Joe, I don't care. I'm dishing up the dinner in 5 minutes.
Well, put them in the shed, shall I?
Shut that door, you're letting all the cold in.
Sit, I have to move the lawnmower.
Well, you're going to have to help me with dressing them birds tomorrow. Kathy, we're going to lend out, but you can't get the day off from now, Loxley.
Well, I could put them in a lead door, I suppose.
Are you listening to me?
Hey, what?
Oh, I don't know why you're bothering.
Can I just leave these two in here?
Nobody listens
well,
to
I goes and clears up the fire pots and the lean-to.
There's no room.
Well, under the table.
Well, all right, but put a tea towel on the floor.
Righto.
Not there.
Well,
Well, I'm just getting a tea towel, aren't I? Here. You haven't forgotten we got a rehearsal tomorrow, have you?
Which is why I need some help dressing them things. It'll take me all day if I was to do it single-handed.
Look, dear, see? Hmm. You missed a bit.
Where?
Go on, wash it again.
I can't see anything.
Oh, just do it, Luke.
It looks perfectly clean to me.
It's quicker than arguing with her.
If a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing well.
Okay. Here, that better?
Put it on the drain. Now, young man, when you finish this, I think you should phone your mother.
What?
Well, she'd be worrying about you.
No way.
I know she threw you out of the house, but you think she won't want to know you're safe and well for Christmas?
She doesn't care.
It's foolishness.
You don't know her.
She's a mother, so am I.
Grandma.
And then I think you should come to church this afternoon.
Church?
It's a Christmas thing. Top 10 carols?
What?
Dad's idea.
That's what you were counting all the votes for?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Right. No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
God's not really my thing.
What you say?
I just said...
Oh, dear.
I'm really not into God.
And how do you think God feels about you? Maybe if you paid him a little more attention, you wouldn't find life such a trial and a tribulation.
I really don't think I'm...
God is a better friend to you than heroin, believe me.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, but...
Luke, if you keep scrubbing that plate, you're going to wear the pattern off.
Oh, sorry, but I wasn't... I really don't want to go to church.
Oh, come on, Luke. You don't have to be like a proper Christian to enjoy a carol service. I mean, I'm going.
And you're a little heathen.
No, I'm not.
We all know that.
Come on, Luke.
No, really. I can't.
And that, by a very small margin, was your number one Top of the Pops Christmas Carol, written by the stock aitken waterman of his day, Charles Wesley. Now, thank you all for coming today and for singing so splendidly. Now, don't forget, midnight mass in Darrington and family service here at 10:30 on Christmas morning. And now, as we celebrate the birthday of the Prince of Peace, may peace be with us all, in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That was lovely.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to have a good Methodist hymn at number one.
In the bleak midwinter got my vote.
No, I look so good sing, I do. What the heck is that?
What?
What is playing on the organ?
Oh, Phil, honestly.
Nothing like a good sing to cure melancholy spirits and aching bones.
You enjoyed it.
Oh, what a joy to see a full church. Your daddy's doing good here.
He is, isn't he?
Well, that old church in Nottingham, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Never more than a quarter full and the singing so mealy-mowed like they're embarrassed to make a big song.
Hello, Amy. Oh, hello.
And this must be your grandmother. How do you do?
This is Mrs. Archer, Grandma.
Jill, please.
Mabel. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Did you enjoy the service?
Oh, very much. The singing was almost as good as at my church at home.
It was rather splendid, wasn't it?
Mrs. Archer's husband plays the organ.
Well, tell him I particularly enjoy Frosty the Snowman.
You didn't bring Luke with you?
We tried to persuade him to come.
You've met Luke then?
Long time ago, when he was about 12 or 13.
Well, he's a good boy at heart.
He certainly was then. And now... It's very sad.
Alan is doing a good Christian thing, taking him in.
It's a grave thing. But I wonder...
Oh, before I forget, do you have a big saucepan we could borrow?
How big?
This big?
Goodness.
Only, Dad bought this enormous piece of ham and...
It's traditional in Jamaica.
Oh, it's quite traditional here too. Anyway, you can borrow my jam pan. That should be big enough.
Thank you.
We live just next door, there. Call in at any time.
Thanks.
Haven't seen you round here before?
Joe, this is my grandmother.
Oh, where do you?
Mabel, this is Clary and Joe.
Pleased to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, cold, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Dare say it's a bit warmer where you come from, eh?
You think the sun always shines in Bradford, do you?
Come on. Just do it. Hello? Oh, it's you. It's Luke. Is Mum there, please? Oh, well, could I speak to Jess or Ellie? I just thought, you know, I wanted to say Happy Christmas. No, don't put the phone down. Please. Look, just this once. Give me a break. I really
What are you doing?
Okay, forget it.
Who are you ringing, Luke?
No one.
What do you mean, no one?
It's not important.
Luke.
What?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Can I remind you, we laid down some rules for you.
Yeah, I know.
And if you're going to stay in this house, you're going to stick by those rules. And that includes not using the telephone without permission.
I was only...
And there's a very good reason for that, because I need to know that I can trust you to be alone in this house and that you're not going to go phoning your drug dealer as soon as my back is turned.
Is that what you think I was doing?
I don't know what you were doing, Luke, but you chose to do it surreptitiously while we were all out of the house. What am I supposed to think?
I was phoning my mum.
What?
Mabel said I should.
Mabel?
I wanted to speak to my sisters to say Happy Christmas, but he answered.
Who?
My stepfather, who told me to drop dead. So, I don't really want to...
Where are you going, Luke?
Luke?
Come back, please. I'm sorry. Oh, hell.
Dad, what's going on?
Oh, Amy.
What's happened?
I've opened my big mouth without engaging my brain first. Again.
Clary's in a hurry.
Robert Snell says they've had one.
Yeah, Kathy said Kenton had one and all. Asked if she'd go with it.
So who come with him then? What?
Come on, Joe. Why would Matt Crawford invite us to a party? He probably just wants to show the place off so everyone can see how much money he's spent on it.
I suppose.
Anyway, I thought we was going to the ball New Year's Eve.
Be nice to have an invite.
Jolene says Sid spent an absolute fortune on fireworks. Right, bag for the giblets.
There you go.
How many's that?
What else can...
Well, how many's left to do?
It's gone half past one.
Yeah, I know. Right, there you go. There's another one done. Passes over the next.
And in this note says we was all to be there for the start of the rehearsal.
And since when have you paid any aid to Linda Snow?
I got to get Bert down to stables, get him settled in, and then walk back up the church.
So, how many turkeys have we got left to do, John?
Well, there's four here ready for you, and then I got another three.
Oh, only seven? Well, I'll do them in half an hour.
But you ain't got half an hour.
Yes, you can, Linda. No, just take a deep breath. That's better. I'll see you at 2 o'clock, all right? All right. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Just one of the cast has gone down with the flu. There's really no need to panic. Just Linda, my fellow director, does like to make a drama out of every minor hiccup. Now, where were we?
You didn't know what Mabel said.
Oh, yeah. And she'd been on at you to ring your mum, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realise.
No, well...
And I thought you were... Well, I put two and two together and made five. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, yeah?
I mean, if I'd known... Well, I mean, I do think Mabel's right. I think you should try and get back in touch with your family. It was just bad luck your stepfather answered the phone.
My mum would have... She'd have said the same.
Oh, well, you don't know that.
Don't I? She hates me.
You mustn't give up. Please, try again.
No, I don't want to. Just the sound of his voice.
Your stepdad?
It makes me want to...
What?
Blot it all out.
What, you mean if you had some heroin?
Yeah.
How did things get so bad between you?
He wanted to be with my mum. He didn't want me around.
And what did your mum feel about that?
She said I'd always been a problem, but...
Oh, Lord, that's hard.
She said she never really loved me anyway. He'd shown her what I really was.
Why? How could she say that to you?
And then when Jess and Ellie, well... They were his kids, weren't they? And I wasn't. But they didn't care. They loved me.
What about your real dad?
What about him?
Well, did you ever think, I know, you might go and live with him?
You're joking.
Why'd you say that?
I told you, he left. I haven't seen him for 5 years.
But you keep in touch?
No.
Well, not at all? Mm-hmm. Oh, Luke.
It's a long time ago now.
He must have been devastated, though, when he left.
Oh, we were never that close.
I can't believe...
Not like you and Amy.
He lived with you for 14 years and just walk away.
Well, he did.
Was that when you... Was that the reason you started taking drugs?
You ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Well, I'm only trying to understand how... How you've ended up where you are.
Don't you have a rehearsal to go to?
Oh, Lord, look at the time. Yes, I will have to go. I'm so sorry.
3 months she hath been from me, and now she has gotten, as I see, a great belly for her fee since she went away. And mine it is not.
All right, if I sit here.
Oh, hello, Joe. Yeah, I'm
here. Ain't missed nothing, have I?
What?
Well, it took a while to get Bart settled down at the stables. I had to leave you with one of your lasses. You weren't, not you? Hey, what's going on?
What?
What's happened to the angel Gabriel? Where's Robert Snell?
He's got flu.
Flu? That's no excuse.
He's very ill, apparently. Raging temperature. Can't get out of bed. So Linda's taken over his part.
Wouldn't they get nobody else?
She knows all the lines.
Hi, what do you think?
Oh, hello, Alan. Yeah, she's good, isn't she?
A woman of many talents.
You can't have Linda Snell playing the angel Gabriel.
Why not?
To bring her a good news? To spread her a glad tidings? You've got to be joking.
Can we have a bit of quiet, please?
Sorry, Neil. Sorry.
To thy light, Lord, I hold and ever worship thee.
Joseph, I warn thee.
Not my idea of a good time, I have to say, spending Christmas Day with Eddie.
Oh, Neil.
But it's what Emma wants. Very decent of Caroline to let her and Will use the place.
I do wish people would get a move on. The walk from the church to the stable should take no more than 7 minutes.
But not everyone walks as fast as you, Linda.
I refuse to have another Madison like the dress rehearsal, so we need to get an accurate timing.
Well, it'll go a lot slower when you've got all the audience in tow. By the way, have we sorted out the collecting tins for the donations?
Yes, Daniel's made them. We'll pass them round at the end, with the mince pies.
That's right. It will explain in the programme.
Programme?
Jack's paid for a cast list to be printed.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
We'll have an advertisement for Grey Gables on the back. Now, where is Susan?
She's over there. She knows what she's got to do.
I need her to run on ahead to be ready for the nativity. And will you please tell Kenton?
But Linda...
Not often you get nagged by an archangel, is it?
I hope she's not going to carry on like this all afternoon.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure she'll calm down once she's got Gabriel out of the way.
I wouldn't bet on it.
You know, you must be very proud.
What?
You're Susan. She's quite wonderful.
Yeah, isn't she?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you... I thought she was good, but I'm, well, you know, biased. Anyway, I suppose I'd better go and round up Joseph.
Kenton!
So, how are things with Luke?
Well, I took your advice. I got Amy's grandmother to come and stay.
Yeah, I know. I saw her at the carol service.
I dare say she's the talk of the village.
Well, yes.
She's brilliant with Luke.
Is she?
Yeah, she's really tough on him. You know, bosses him about, tells him to comb his hair and clean his fingernails. He really seems to respect her.
Doesn't he respect you?
Well, I've never had to deal with a situation like this before, Shula. I'm not making much of a fist of it between ourselves.
You took him in, which is more than most people would do.
Yeah, very nearly drove him away again.
I suppose you know, don't you, that... Well, because of the church being burgled just the week before...
What? People think Luke did it?
Him or somebody like him.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, I know, but...
It makes my blood boil sometimes, the way people jump to convenient conclusions.
Come along, everybody, please. We should have been at the stables by now. The nativity is overdue.
Mary, my love, I will essay to get 2 midwives, if but I may. For though in thee be God, veray, come to our kind.
Midwives, where are the midwives?
Over there.
I can see Letty, but where's Clary?
Here to thee.
Didn't she come with you?
Their help.
No, she was dressing turkeys.
As soon as I...
Hold on a minute, Kenton. What do you mean, dressing turkeys?
Well, I left her finishing off. She said she'd be here in time.
Well, she plainly isn't.
Well, if you hadn't forced a pace on the way down here...
Oh, so it's my fault, is it?
Well, like a blooming route march it was.
I'm not too late, am I? Yes, as a matter of fact, you are.
You're all right, Clary. We've only just got to your bit.
OK. Just let me get my couch off.
All right, I'll carry on then, shall I?
Yes, go on.
Women, God save you. Praise be. Is it your will to come with me?
Joe, hold this for me.
What?
Let me coat.
My wife is now come to this city with child. Her time is... Good grief, Salome, are you sure you're a qualified midwife?
Hey,
You're covered in blood and guts.
Oh, sorry.
Hardly likely to inspire confidence in poor old Mary here.
I've been getting turkeys all morning, sir.
Carry on, Kenton.
I forgot to take my apron off, sorry.
Kenton.
It's your cue, Clary.
What?
Okay, I'll do it, sorry. My wife is now come to the city with child. Her time is near.
Oh, right. Well, get on with it. All ready, good man. Let us away. We will do whatever we may. For two such fine midwives, I say, are not in this city.
And back to the stable.
Lo, Mary, dear heart, I have here two midwives to bring thee some cheer. And stay with thee, my darling dear, till it be day.
And cue the star.
No! No, 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 it is not the end of the scene. We don't want music. We want the star.
Sorry, Lina. Thank you. Can we go back?
What?
Kenton, can you give us that cue again?
No, I'm sorry, we are not going back. According to my schedule, we should be on to the shepherds by now.
Excuse me, Linda.
Back at the village green.
Is this or is this not supposed to be a technical rehearsal?
Yes, of course.
So the whole point is to get stuff like this right, like props and music cues.
And timing. Timing, Neil, is of the essence.
Yes, and this thing here is called a stopwatch.
Oh, please, I know what a stopwatch is.
And every time the play gets interrupted, I stop the stopwatch. And when we get going again, I start it up. So can we please take that cue again?
I still think we...
Joseph, take it from Lo, Mary, dear heart.
Right you are, Neil.
Lo, Mary, dear...
But you saw the dress rehearsal.
Actually, no.
Why?
Well, the whole thing was running so late, I nipped into the ball for a quick pint.
Oh, so you haven't seen me and Kathy?
Well, no.
First and second woman?
Yeah, but don't tell Kathy.
Ah, no, that bit should be banned.
Banned?
There's going to be kiddies watching this, you know.
So?
It's not what we do, it's what we say.
Oh.
Some of the language is a bit, you know, earthy.
Shula, have you got the babies?
What?
The babies. For slaughtering.
No, we usually pick them up at the church.
Oh, but I had them... Oh, no! I must have left them down the stables. Excuse me, everyone. Could you stop a minute, please? I seem to have mislaid some props, so could you wait here for five minutes?
No, no, Neil. I'm sorry. This is not possible.
But we've got no babies and no guns.
This afternoon has been stop, start.
But that's
one
the point of a
another.
Technical rehearsal.
It's been impossible to get an overall view. I have no idea if the whole thing hangs together, and I'm afraid we are going to have to call another rehearsal. Tomorrow morning.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I can't possibly do tomorrow
morning. No, Linda, neither can I.
I really think you're worrying unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily?
I haven't done my Christmas shopping yet.
This afternoon has been a complete shambles.
Yes. But
and
as
you
Neil
may
says,
not care if this whole event is soppy and amateur.
It won't be.
But I do.
It's going to be wonderful.
Really? And how can you possibly tell?
Because I've seen all the hard work that's gone into it. Look, I know it's difficult for you to stand back being lumbered with Gabriel at the last minute.
But your Gabriel was awesome.
Quite magnificent. Yeah. Wasn't it, Joe?
Hey, definitely.
Oh. Do you really think so?
And everyone's learned from today's mistakes. We won't make them again.
Exactly. We have the makings of a smashing show. I'll bet you, come Wednesday, it'll go like a well-oiled machine.
It might be nearly Christmas, but at Home Farm, they're thinking about strawberries.
Brian said you weren't halfway through yet.
Mm. But we were learning how to do it yesterday. Now we've got the hang of things.
Shall I put you on another piece of toast?
Mm, yes, please. You must come and have a look.
Well, I meant to come out yesterday.
It's quite an impressive sight.
I'm a bit busy today.
These tunnels running the entire length of the field. The framework, anyway.
What with a party tonight?
I thought Alice was helping you with that.
Yes, but then I've got the Christmas Day food to think about and the Boxing Day shoot.
A woman's work is never done.
Plus, I need to stock up the freezer for when I'm away skiing.
Well, you needn't worry about that, Mum.
What do you mean?
Brian and I can look after ourselves.
You'll be in the throes of lambing.
I know, but...
You're certainly not going to have time to cook.
Morning.
Morning? What's the matter?
I'm as stiff as a board. Aren't you, Adam?
Me? No.
I think it's all that reaching up and bending the roof struts. It's really got me across the shoulders.
Well, I'm all right.
Well, you go to the gym.
I'm just old, that's the trouble.
Oh, nonsense, darling. You're just a bit out of condition. I think you should take things easy today.
Well, I suppose I'm allowed to, am I, Adam?
Yeah, let's have some coffee.
We need the full team if we're going to get finished.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, I'll be all right once I get going.
Do you want bacon and eggs?
Oh, just the job. Oh, by the way, Adam, do you fancy going to the Oxford Conference?
What?
The Oxford Farming Conference. You've heard of it, surely?
Yeah, of course. But it's soon after Christmas, isn't it?
It's in 2 weeks' time. I got the tickets ages ago, thinking I might go this year, but it'd probably be much more valuable to you.
Well, we'll be in the middle of lambing.
I can hold the fort for a couple of days.
Well, I'd love to.
And there are two tickets, so why don't you ask David if he'd like to tag along?
So do you usually have a Christmas tree, Sonia?
We do, yeah. And where I live, they have like a Christmas crash.
Oh, what's that?
You know, like a nativity scene with little clay figures. Oh. It's a big thing in Marseille. You can buy all the little figures at the Christmas market.
How lovely. Do you think Annette's okay out there? Should I go and check on her?
Nah, leave her.
She doesn't say much, does she?
She does usually. You can't shut her up.
Oh.
She just doesn't like flying.
Doesn't she?
No, she was really queasy on the plane coming over.
Yeah, but she should be all right by now. Should I take a cup of tea, do you think?
She doesn't like tea. Will we have time to go shopping between now and Christmas?
Yeah, if you want to.
It's just, I got most of my presents before we left, but there's one or two little things.
Maybe tomorrow. Now, marmalade and honey.
What are we doing today?
Oh, we're good this afternoon, I suppose. Only this morning we thought we'd have a big breakfast when Dad gets back.
Where's he gone?
Oh, just doing the morning round, you know, filling the feed hoppers.
I should have gone with him.
You were still fast asleep when he went out.
I remember doing that with him in the summer. It was lovely in the woods.
Yeah, well, it's not so much fun this time of year. Anyway, we'll have a proper English breakfast, sausages and bacon and eggs.
Are those the sausages your brother makes?
Yeah. Will Annette eat them?
I don't know.
I mean, she didn't seem to like the pie last night.
It was a lovely pie.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Dad, you should have woken me.
Hello.
What?
I wanted to come out with you to feed the birds.
Oh, I thought you preferred having a lie in. Something smells good.
I'm doing a big fry up for breakfast.
Great. Where's Annette?
Still in bed.
Is she all right?
Yep, just lazy.
Only I thought we could all go out for a walk together.
Okay.
Show Annette round the estate. Oh, and there's a party tonight at Home Farm.
Home Farm? I can't go to Home Farm.
Why not?
Greg.
What?
Don't you remember?
In the summer, when you dumped me there with Alice and that other girl.
By the time the winter's out, we'll be getting low on silage.
Well, everyone's in the same boat, aren't they?
Yeah.
After last summer's drought.
Yeah, but not everyone's having to feed a load of extra bull calves that they can't move because of TB restrictions. Where's the marker gone?
It's here.
All right. Let's just get the drill. That about right?
Smidge this way. That's it?
Okay.
Have you thought of raising them for beef?
What?
The bulls. Why don't you take them right through to beef?
Oh, we have thought of that.
Bull beef, very efficient.
I know.
Go a lot faster than steers. Could be quite profitable, I've thought.
Yeah, like I say, we thought about it, but should be deep enough.
Yeah, that looks fine.
No, it's a bit tricky to manage a large bunch of bulls. A lot of safety implications.
That's the only way you're going to make any money out of them, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. All right, let's get this posted.
Yeah. How's that? Is it straight?
That is perfect.
And the level?
Yep, that's spot on. Getting good at this, aren't we?
It's only 11 o'clock. We finished this row in half the time it was taking yesterday.
Shall we start the next lot, or...?
Well, maybe we should go and give the others a hand, getting the roof struts in place.
OK.
Oh, David, would you be interested in going to the Oxford Farming Conference?
Why?
Brian's got a couple of tickets, and he's offered them to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not brilliant timing because of our early lambing.
Yeah, that was always Debbie's problem.
But Brian seems to think it'd be good for me.
Does he indeed?
Mm-mm. So what do you reckon? Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but I did go last year, so I better check with Ruth.
Morning.
Oh, hi.
Morning. There's Greg's kids.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I met one of them last summer. What was her name?
Oh, wow, what an amazing sight. I imagined it would just be like half an acre or something.
No, we're covering the whole lot.
Yeah, this is my daughter, Sonia.
Sonia, hi. We met in the summer, didn't we?
Yeah, hi. So, you know Adam, and this is David.
Hiya.
Hello.
And Annette's over there. But she's not speaking to me at the moment.
Oh, dear.
She wanted to stay at home in bed, but...
What's all this for?
Well, these are strawberry beds, you see. And the trouble with growing strawberries in this country is it rains.
A lot.
So we're covering them over with these tunnels.
Adam and I have been drilling in the legs, and those guys over there are bending the roof struts across.
I see you've rubbed in Brian Aldridge.
Then each tunnel gets covered in polythene, which keeps the rain off the strawberries.
Yeah, what's more, it's amazing polythene. If there's a heat wave, like there was last summer, it'll keep the strawberries cool.
Now, you made that bit up.
No, I didn't.
What?
The magic of modern technology.
Well, we'd better leave you to your labours.
Yeah, but we'll see you this evening at the party.
Yep, we're really looking forward to it, aren't we, Sonia? Yeah.
Come on, Annette. Only another mile and we'll be home.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
See you.
The little one doesn't look too happy, does she?
Mm, I'd better warn Alice.
What about?
Well, as I recall, when Sonia came to Home Farm in the summer, she and Alice didn't exactly hit it off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and then she pinched a bottle of wine and got spectacularly drunk.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, darling.
I was about to send Alice to look for you.
Fell asleep in the bath.
Oh, no.
I'm exhausted after 2 days labouring in those wretched tunnels. The last thing I need is a party.
Oh, you poor thing.
How about you?
What?
Are you going to be all right?
Yes. Yes, I'll be fine. Oh, it's such a shame Debbie won't be here for Christmas.
Or her birthday.
Mm. Oh, Helen.
Evening, Aunt Jennifer. Oh.
We've come rather mob-handed, I'm afraid. You remember Sonia? Oh,
hello, Sonia.
And where's Annette gone?
She'll be in a minute.
But...
Look, I'm really sorry for last time I was here.
Oh, don't worry. All forgotten.
Is Alice here?
Yes, yes, she's in the kitchen. Why didn't you go and say hello?
Yes, of course. You know where it is. Annette's just looking at the horses. I'll get her.
Well, let me get you a drink. What would you like?
Ah, there's my wine. Ooh, that'd be lovely.
Great. Suits me. Okay, back in a minute.
So, I bet you're pleased, aren't you, having your family here for Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, it's great having Sonia back. We got on really well in the summer. We've just sort of picked up where we left off.
It's funny, you know.
What is?
Well, I was saying to Helen, when we first got in touch, Annette was fine with me. Still my little girl. Whereas Sonia was this strange alien being.
In other words, a teenager?
But now, Sonia's great, and Annette seems to have withdrawn completely.
Yeah, she's very self-conscious.
But why?
How old is she?
13.
Oh, well, I was quite unbearable at that age.
Yep, so was I. I can't think how Mum and Dad put up with me.
They're staying at Brookfield.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, grandparents are a very good thing to have around at Christmas.
Why?
Well, with a bit of luck, the kids will go and bounce on their bed at the crack of dawn on Christmas morning.
Oh, I see.
Ruth and I'll get a lion.
Who's doing the milking?
Ah, well, that is the fly in the ointment.
Oh, did you talk to Ruth about the Oxford conference?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say. Yes, she says go for it.
Great.
Now, is anyone ready for a top-up?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Me too. David's going to come to Oxford with me.
Oh, jolly good.
Thanks a lot for the ticket.
Though I'm still not sure about leaving you to cope on your own.
I'll be all right.
I thought you were going to die on me this afternoon.
Adam, I'm just not used to that kind of exercise. Stretching up and bending those great galvanized struts.
Yeah, it gets you in the shoulders, doesn't it?
There, you see, it's not just me.
I was a bit stiff when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, Brian could hardly move.
Yes, yes, all right, all right. I'm not as young as I was.
What you need is a sauna and a massage.
Well, where am I going to find those at Ambridge?
You have to come to my gym.
No, thank you. Though... Actually,
what?
You've given me an idea. I've been racking my brains wondering what to give Jenny for her birthday.
A subscription to Adam's gym?
A trip to a health spa.
Oh, didn't you give her that once before?
Yes, but I sent her off on her own then. This time I'll go with her.
So, what do you think?
Well, Sonia was lurking near the kitchen, so with a bit of luck, they'll actually talk to each other now.
Oh, it's just such a pity that Sonia... Well, that they didn't get on.
Yes.
Heaven knows what she'll make of the mystery plays.
Well, from what I've heard, it should be rather fun.
I hope so.
Although, apparently, Robert Snell has gone down with flu.
Yes, I know.
So Linda's had to take over his part.
And has she finished her knitting?
What knitting?
She was telling me in the shop last week that she's making a llama fibre scarf for Robert's Christmas present.
Oh. And what are you doing on Christmas Day?
Well, we're going to Bridge Farm. And then on Friday, Greg wants the girls to come out on the shoot.
Oh, they'll enjoy that.
Well, Sonia probably will. But I can't see Annette being exactly enthralled. She's a rather nervous little thing.
Helen, can I top you up?
Actually, Brian, is there any progress with the girls?
What do you mean? They're chatting away to us.
Really?
Well, Sonia is. Why?
Oh, well, last time they met, they hated each other.
Oh, well, they're getting on like a house on fire in there.
Oh, that's marvellous. Good for them.
The little one looks a bit spare, though.
Oh, dear. Well, I better go and see if I can cheer her up. Excuse me.
Poor Helen.
Well, you've done a brilliant job again, my darling.
What?
The party. Everyone seems to be having a lovely time.
And so am I.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I was so worried about this evening.
I know.
I thought it would bring it all back. Last year, that performance I put on.
It's worthy of an Oscar.
But I've hardly thought about it all evening. It's just been a delightful party.
Could the mystery plays have done without extra rehearsal?
Well, it looks very nice. How much do I owe you?
£35.
Right. Here's 2 20s. Got some change.
Well, if you'll hold the bird.
Oh, okay.
Let's have a look. You on your own this morning?
Amy's gone shopping.
What about the black woman?
What?
Still here, is she?
If you're talking about Amy's grandmother...
There you go.
We don't call her the black woman, Joe. Her name is Mabel.
What about the drug addict?
If you're referring to Luke...
Oh, Luke, is he?
He's still asleep.
Coming to the mystery plays, aren't they?
Mabel certainly is. I don't know about Luke. I'm having a bit of difficulty persuading him to set foot outside the house.
Eddie says you wanted him to come out with us, cutting Ollie and mistletoe.
Well, just a suggestion.
Pretty daft, man.
That's what Eddie said, more or less.
Well, he's got the right of it.
Said you'd got more than enough criminals in your family already.
You were?
Oh, blessed be God. All happy am I. Now I know well and steadfastly that God is come mankind to buy. And thou, Lord... Thou art he.
Clary and Betty. What a double act.
I'm pleasantly surprised by Kent and Archer.
He is good, isn't he?
Oh, was that man down as a bit of a buffoon?
Yes.
But he seems to be taking it perfectly seriously.
Yeah, well, there's a way to go, yes.
Where do we go now?
Would everyone make their way to the village green, please?
As the angel says.
Oh, it's the shepherds next.
Oh, Bert's big moment. We're looking forward to that, aren't we, Ben?
Yeah, the shepherds are quite funny.
What's happened to Josh?
It's okay, he's over there with Shula and Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel we three kings are a bit of a letdown. Well, you get a nice bit of knockabout with the shepherds, and then we come on like a trio of pompous bank managers.
Don't ruin it for me.
Maundering on about Balaam's prophecy.
But you have to admit, the slaying of the innocents is the highlight of the afternoon.
Yes, Graham. Especially when Herod is dragged off to hell.
Well, far be it from me to blow my own trumpet.
Oh, thank goodness that's so.
Clary, you are wonderful.
Well done.
I'm just so relieved to have got through it without forgetting me line.
Susan is excellent.
Yeah, and she's smashing.
Yes. Hi,
Mum. William.
You were brilliant.
Oh, Talib, I didn't think you was going to come.
Well, I can't stay for the whole thing. Me and Emma got so much to do for tomorrow, but I couldn't miss your moment of glory.
Not very glorious.
You've got to see your granddad.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay and watch the shepherds. Is the turkey ready, Mum?
Yeah, it's in the pantry. You can pick it up any time.
I'll fetch it on my way home.
Come along, everyone. Come along. This way to the village green. Come along, please.
All this bright beaming from a star streaming. I am sore struck.
Look, Ben, can you see the star? Oh, and here comes the angel again.
Shepherds of this sight, be ye not affright, for this is God's might. Take this in mind.
She's quite scary, isn't she?
To Bethlehem go now right. There you shall see in sight that Christ is born tonight to redeem all mankind.
Where do we go next?
Bethlehem. That's what the angel said.
What? Back to the stables?
Now, hang on. The star's got to appear to the kings yet. This way, everyone. Just follow Neil's signs. Thank you very much.
Ah.
Just across the grave.
Ask a question and the angel answers. Magic, isn't it, Ben?
So what you reckon, eh?
Joe, what a performance.
You've got to admit it, we're typecasting, though.
Oh, yeah, have you heard that joke often enough?
What do you mean?
It's all about food, isn't it, Joe's part? Butter and eggs and cheese.
Bert Fry's got just as much.
That's true, all that stuff about sheep's head.
Oh, no, that's mine. The sheep's head soused in ale.
Oh, sorry.
Bert Fry got a pig's foot, a dish of cold tripe, a sausage, a liver and chitlin'.
Quite a picnic, whatever way you look at it. What on earth?
That's fun.
On the bike?
On the pillion. Jazza's driving.
She's doing all the music, see?
So she has to fade out the music on the shepherd's scene, get across to where the kings are.
Put their music on.
But their introduction. Come on, everyone. The Magi await beyond the pond.
But my mind is not yet clear, lest Herod some trap shall lay. He that shaked both sea and sand, send us safe into our land. Kings too,
give me your hand. Farewell, and have good day.
Have a good day? Doesn't sound very medieval, does it?
What do you think of it so far?
Oh, hi, Alan. It's great.
Oh, you're enjoying it.
Oh, I never realised my various brothers-in-law had such talent.
What, Nigel and Alistair?
And Kenton.
Oh, one has to admit, though, that when a true professional takes the stage, the quality shines through.
A professional?
Well, Julia Pargiter.
Oh, yeah, she was very striking.
Oh, well done, Alistair.
Yeah, you were great.
I have to tell you, my son was very disappointed.
Daniel, why?
Well, he says he couldn't believe I was meant to be a king.
Oh, I thought your acting had real authority.
Maybe so, but I wasn't wearing a crown, was I?
Hazard of modern dress, that is. Distinctly lacking in the crown department.
Oh, and I see I've managed to put Ben to sleep.
No, he always has a nap in the afternoon.
You don't have to spare my feelings.
Thank you, everybody. If we could keep moving, please. It's back to the churchyard now.
Oh, excuse me. Must go and prepare for my big moment.
You carry on, Graham.
Yeah, and I'd better go and wish Shula good luck.
She introduced me to your mother-in-law just now.
Oh, Mabel. I think she's attracting more attention than the play.
She said she'd brought Luke along to see them.
She more or less insisted he should come. I couldn't persuade him at all.
I should imagine she's quite difficult to resist.
Did he speak to Luke?
No, he was in deep conversation with Fallon.
He's such a nice lad. I know a lot of people think I've completely lost my marbles taking him in.
There aren't many people who'd take a complete stranger into their house, let alone one with a drug problem.
Christ comes into our homes in the guise of a stranger. Although, listening to some people in this village, you'd think it... Well, that shouldn't go on about it.
You feel free.
Well, they take their morality from the worst of the tabloid newspapers. All drug addicts are criminals, all immigrants are sponges. So get rid of the lot of them. Just like Herod and these plays.
But, well, Herod comes to a sticky end, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. His own son gets slain, and he gets dragged off to hell.
By Graham Ryder?
Yes.
Well, let that be a warning to us all.
I have to say, this really was an inspired piece of casting.
There, fire burns, breaks and brands. He shall be there, this lord among the bands. His place evermore is in our lands. His body never forth to go.
You can see he's putting his heart into it.
No more shall you, tapsters, by my loyalty that fill your measures falsely, shall bear this lord company. You shall get no more great.
You listening, Sid Perks? That's what happens when he waters the beer.
I will bring this into woe and come again and fetch off more as fast as ever I may go. Farewell and have good day.
He's really good, isn't he?
Showy part, though.
And Shula and Kathy. Oh, some sparks flying there,
right? Yeah, it's rather a shock hearing my God-fearing wife spitting out such language.
It's only a play.
Mum?
Well, I love, I thought you'd gone home.
Where's the turkey?
What do you mean?
Well, I went to the cottage to pick it up, and I looked in the pantry, and you weren't there.
What do you mean? Of course it's there.
Well, I couldn't see it.
Well, you must leave.
Oh, I looked everywhere.
Well, you could miss it.
It's not in the pantry.
Yes, it is. I'll come and find it for you myself. We've just got to do the finale bit in the church, OK?
How long will that take?
Not long.
But then there's the party, don't forget.
Look, I'd better get back and help Emma. I'll call round about six, OK?
Yeah, fine, all right, see you then.
But when Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared and said,
Joseph, take the child and Mary, go with great stealth, be very wary, and get you into Israel.
This sounds different from the rest.
The finale has been specially written.
But Joseph went to Galilee, where he dwelt beside the sea.
Who by Bert?
At a place called Linda. Nazareth.
And thus the prophet's words came true, who said to me and said to you that when our Saviour should be seen, that he would be a Nazarene. Joe.
Yo, is it my turn? And now our story's almost told. How Jesus came into this world and dwelt among us side by side.
And so to you this Christmas tide, from all our actors, may I say thank you, farewell, and have good day. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Well done, everyone. That was fantastic.
Alan, Alan, what's the end all right?
Linda, it was unbelievable. It was lovely.
I tried to do it in the knife style of the original, you see, but I'm not sure if I entirely pulled it off.
Well, it told the story and it rhymed. What more could anyone ask?
Well, I don't
excuse me, look. Can I have your attention, please, everyone? Thanks. I want to propose a vote of thanks to Linda.
Hear, hear.
Without whom there would have been no Angel Gabriel, no finale, and only half a director. So, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, I'd like to present you with... Graham, are you there? Oh, I'm here. Excuse me.
Oh,
I'll present you with a small token of our esteem.
Oh, small. Hey. They are magnificent. Thank you so lovely, Liz. Thank you.
We've got something for you too, Ellen.
Well, for me?
Yep, for being the most patient and understanding director.
Patient? Tell that to my daughter.
Who always brought beer to rehearsals. We thought we should repay you in kind, so please accept, with our thanks, this festive six-pack.
Very much indeed.
You're telling me you gave this turkey, the one that was set aside in our pantry, you gave it to the vicar?
Oh, no, he paid me for it.
Oh, Grandad, how could you?
How was I to know it was the one for you and Emma?
You just thought it was obvious.
Well, what am I going to do?
Well, we'd have to buy one.
The shops will all be shut now.
Oh, Emma will kill me.
Oh, love.
She's worked her socks off these past few days. She so wants everything to be just perfect. And now there's no turkey.
So what are we going to do?
Well,
What?
I've got a few bits and pieces in the freezer. A few rabbits, a bit of ham. I'll make it all up into a nice spicy Christmas pie.
Or pie?
It won't be the same, I know, but I'll make it something special. Now, you run along home and tell Emma everything's going to be all right.
You sure?
Trust me, William. Now, go on, off you go.
Well, okay. Right, Grandad.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Go and give Eddie a shout.
Eddie, why?
Because he's going to have a busy night. All I've got in that freezer is a couple of rabbits. So I'm going to have to ask Eddie to do something as I'd never normally ask in a million years.
What?
To go out poaching. We're going to have game pie for our Christmas dinner.
It's Christmas Day, and in Ambridge, it's not only the Grundy's turkey that's gone missing.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, hi, Mum. Let me put these potatoes in the oven.
Look, here's the ham.
Oh, looks gorgeous.
Well, it's not like having a turkey, but it's better than nothing.
Honestly, Mum, when Will told me, I wanted to call the whole thing off.
How on earth did it happen?
Well, Joe sold the last one to the vicar.
Oh, honestly. How could anyone be so stupid?
He was dead upset. Called round last night with a bag of lovely parsnips from his garden.
Well, Joe did?
And Clary's supposed to be bringing a pie, so we won't go hungry.
Hello, oh, Emma, love.
Oh, hi, Dad. Merry Christmas.
We put the presents under the tree.
And Christopher's parked himself in front of the telly.
Honestly.
Wait till you see the telly, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one of them plasma screens.
Well, tell Christopher not to touch. You know what he's like.
Have you seen this?
Mm. What?
This cake I made.
Oh, that is beautiful. It's called a Boost de Noël.
Oh, sounds posh.
Just French for chocolate log. Something I learned from Jean-Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I did my placement at Grey Gables.
Now, how about a drink?
What time will your daddy be back?
2:30, he said.
Okay. The turkey should be done at 1:30, so bird out, potatoes in.
Oh, but he said he was calling in at the Laurels, so he'll probably be drinking whiskey and forget all about the time.
And I've had to make something special for you, Miss Won't Eat No Meat.
I can just have the vegetables.
And how are you going to grow up big and strong if you don't eat no protein?
Grandma, it's Christmas. We don't have to eat sensible things.
Now, I think it's time you go and wake up Luke.
Oh, but he doesn't have to get up yet.
He needs a bath. No, I want him clean and sweet for his Christmas dinner.
Well, okay, I'll go tell him. Luke, you awake yet?
And tell him I put his clean underwear in the earring cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's lucky, Santa Claus may bring him some new socks.
Luke? Luke? Oh. Luke, are you in the bathroom?
You're not in his bed.
Luke? Oh, no. Grandma, He's disappeared.
What? Completely?
Well, his things are still in his room.
Oh, he's probably gone for a walk.
But he never goes out.
He went out yesterday.
Yeah, with us.
Yeah, to the mystery place.
Yeah, but he doesn't just wander off on his own without saying anything. Look, I've got to go look for him.
Then what you...
Well, something must be wrong.
Amy, love, just...
No, I have to go find him.
I suppose... Look, just let me finish these parsnips and I'll come with you.
Oh, Emma, shouldn't we have coasters or something to go under these glasses?
Oh, look, lovely linen napkins.
But you don't want to get stains on them.
Oh, Mum, stop worrying. The whole idea is to enjoy the luxury. The bone china and the crystal glasses.
But you know what Joe and Eddie are like.
Oh, that'll be them now. Will!
Yeah, okay, I'll get it.
And frankly, the odd mark on the tabletop is the least of my worries.
Look, I'm sure the dinner will be fine.
No, it's not the food. Dad, is he going to behave?
Before we set out this morning.
Only he won't say a civil word to Ed.
Told him to mind his manners.
And him and Eddie, well, they don't really talk to each other no more, do they?
They will today.
And he's still not happy about me being engaged to Will.
Emma, love, he's seen all the effort you've put into this, and he knows how much it means to you.
Have a look at this.
Hey, Clary's been up half the night slaving over a hot oven.
Oh, what a beautiful pie.
It's enormous. Whatever did you find to put in it?
Oh, you know, just a few bits of this and that you happen to have in the freezer.
Luke! Oh, where is he?
Is the pub open today?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe he went for a drink.
No.
No, that's not like him, is it?
He would have gone somewhere. You know, somewhere to be on his own, I bet. I'm going to go look in the church.
Hello. Afternoon, Jill. Merry Christmas.
Hi, you haven't seen Luke, have you?
Luke? No. We've lost him.
Oh, I'm off to look in the church.
Ah, that boy. If we don't find him, Alan's Christmas will be ruined. Amy will be miserable, and that means no fun for me at all.
Oh, dear.
So how is your Christmas?
It's been lovely so far.
Staying with your grandchildren?
Yes. And they came bouncing in with their stockings and sat on our bed while they unpacked them.
Aww.
So excited, bless them.
So where are you off to now?
I'm on a mercy mission to some neighbours who... Well, I heard they weren't going to have much of a Christmas dinner.
Send them round the vicarage. We got enough to feed an army.
Have you?
Oh, we got a huge ham. Oh, thank you for the pan, by the way.
Was it big enough?
Perfect. Then Alan goes and buys the most enormous turkey, and I've cooked every vegetable I can get. We could feed all the waifs and strays of the county. But unfortunately, we lost the only waif and stray we got.
Luke, what are you doing here?
Go away. Leave me alone.
But Luke, what's the matter?
What do you think?
Oh, you're freezing. Here, have my coat.
No. No, don't be daft.
Yeah, but...
Go home, Amy. Just... go.
Well, I don't understand.
I just can't do this.
What?
You and your dad and Mabel. You just... the way you all love each other.
Well, yeah, of course.
I lost all that.
What?
Everything I do, everything I touch...
You'll see them again?
She hates me.
No!
Even when I got what I... The one thing I wanted. All my life I wanted to go to art college. And I blew it.
You'll get another chance.
No. I just screw everything up. And I can't... I can't go on.
Yes, you can.
Not like this. Not without... Amy, I can't do it.
Please. Luke.
No, you don't understand. I need something to hide behind.
Look.
I need...
Look, come home with me and get warm and have a cup of tea and it won't seem so bad, honest.
No.
Please.
I can't.
Please, Luke. My dad's gonna... Well, he'll come home and he'll think we've let you down.
You didn't let me down. None of you.
And we'll just have a horrible Christmas.
No, Amy.
We will. If you don't... Please, Luke, you have to come home. Please.
And tell Grandad there's a big glass jug in the top right-hand cupboard.
Hey, your mother will find it, don't worry.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, you know, cider bottles on the table.
Oh, that was lovely soup, wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah, very unusual.
Well, I bought all these chestnuts to stuff the turkey and thought, what am I going to do with them?
Is that what it was? Chestnuts?
I found the recipe in one of Caroline's cookbooks.
Ugh. What? I thought it was vegetable.
What I'll do, I'll put a piece of ham.
What, you decided you don't like it after all? Now you know what it was made of.
Dad.
I was only saying.
Dad.
What?
Shut up. Look, should I go and give Clara your hand?
No, she'll be fine.
Oh, you pass the plates down, Mum.
Yeah.
I'm putting a slice of ham and a piece of pie in each there one.
Ooh, doesn't that look lovely?
Yeah.
And then you can help yourself to veg.
Joe all right, is he?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I thought he was looking a bit queasy.
I think he was drowning in sorrows last night.
What sorrows?
Still in the turkey.
And you didn't help.
Me?
Asking him if bottle of his passport was in order.
Well,
like he was planning on taking the horse on a winter holiday.
It's a serious business, horse passports.
Oh, not now, Neil. Well, just you and me then, Will.
Well, I don't care who it belongs to.
Oh, this pie looks just gorgeous.
Dad's been trying to ring him.
What's it got in it?
Rabbit, probably.
Not just rabbit, though, is it? Looks like chicken, is it?
Yeah, it's chicken. Yeah.
Since when have you shot chickens?
What?
Well, look what I got in my portion.
Oh.
That'll be a peppercorn.
Since when were peppercorns made of metal?
Who on earth can that be?
Oh, do you want me to answer it?
Oh, nah, it's okay. I'll go.
Oh, I better come with you. Could it be Caroline?
No, she's working.
It's pheasant, isn't it?
What?
In this pie?
No. Pigeon. I shot a lot of pigeons a while back.
Well.
There must have been a few still left in the freezer.
Your son is a gamekeeper.
Leave it,
and I dare say these are birds off the estate.
So?
Where he works.
You're going to tell on me, are you?
You got a nerve, you really have.
Neil, look, that's quite enough. I'm not going to have you two ruining this for Will and Emma.
Oh, it's Mrs. Archer.
Oh,
afternoon. Oh, hello.
What are you doing here, Mrs. Archer?
Look what she bought us.
What's that?
Oh. It's a piece of roast beef.
Oh, Hereford?
Of course. We cook such an enormous joint, and I heard you hadn't got your turkey, so...
That's so kind.
I cut you off a piece.
Don't talk very much, Mrs.
Will you stay and have a glass of wine?
No, thank you, Will. My own dinner's going to be on the table in 10 minutes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure. Happy Christmas, all of you.
Yeah.
There, you have a taste of that.
Oh, no.
It's a real traditional Jamaican Christmas drink.
It's disgusting.
Luke, you want a taste?
No,
it's
thanks.
It's delicious.
Mm, she's lying.
It'll warm you up.
I'm quite warm now, thanks. The bath, you know.
Remember that next time you're feeling low. Hot bath.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm sorry you don't like sorrel, but it reminds me of Christmas back home.
Can you chuck me over that pencil, Amy?
Where?
On the table. I want to do a sketch of Mabel.
Oh, no. I got to do the sprouts.
Here you go.
Oh, look, just give me 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Hold on, Luke. If you're going to do a drawing, I think you better open your Christmas present.
What?
Here.
For me?
Yeah.
From you?
From Santa Claus.
Go on, open it.
Okay. Oh, a sketchbook.
Is it all right?
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, that is so, so kind. Thank you.
You're not to touch any of that washing up.
No, I was just going to put these plates
No, look, leave it. You've done quite enough.
All right.
I'll get Neil and Christopher to do it later. Oh, no. Is that tea ready?
Kettle's just boiling. Hold on.
Will people be ready for a bit of my chocolate log, do you think?
Oh, I'm going to have to wait for an hour or two.
Well, I dare say it'll eat a bit.
All right, Christopher. Well, look, you bring it through. I'll take the tea tray.
There you go. All ready.
Oh. And well done, you two. It was a wonderful dinner.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Despite everything. Look, hang on. I'll open the door for
you. Oh, thanks, Will.
Well, we did it.
And it all worked. The grub was fantastic.
Still got nearly all that beef left.
Yeah, I can have it tomorrow.
Oh, wasn't that kind of Mrs. Archer?
And your dad and my dad?
Got on really well.
Yeah, no arguments at all to speak of.
Just goes to show, doesn't it?
Even Ed kept his mouth shut for once.
Don't have to be at each other's throats all the time.
This is what Christmas should be like.
And it will be. When we're married, every Christmas will be just like this. Happy Christmas, darling.
It's Boxing Day morning, and some people ate too much yesterday.
Thought you might like a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Angel.
Oh, you look terrible.
Yeah, could have done without milking this morning. Remind me not to give Bert Christmas off in future.
Well, Hereford needs drawing down as well today.
Yeah, I know.
And are you still going for the shoot at Horn Farm?
Well, I can't really back out now, can I?
You'll enjoy it. You know you will.
Anyway, what are you doing up?
Well...
She's getting a lie-in.
Ben woke up and went in and jumped about on your mum and dad's bed.
Oh, no.
He enjoyed it so much yesterday, he thought he'd give it another go.
Hoping for more presents, no doubt.
Probably. Anyway, your mum got up and made a cup of tea for all of us. By the way, she said could she invite your Auntie Chris over later?
What, without George?
No, both of them. Only she was a bit worried about her yesterday.
Yeah, she's a bit jumpy.
Yeah.
That was a good day, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, great.
Even if Mum did give half our Christmas dinner away.
There's still loads left, you know. It was the most enormous piece of beef.
Yeah. And the kids didn't fight each other, which is something of a miracle.
Yeah, no tears or tantrums.
Not even from Dad.
I thought he was going to lose it when Josh played the singing Santa for the 50th time.
Love the way he just kept smiling resolutely.
We are lucky, aren't we?
Yeah. Even if we do have to get up at 5:30 to milk the blooming cows.
Sonia's been sick.
Oh, no.
It's all right. I don't think it's anything serious.
She ate too much.
Yeah. I think she just overdid things a bit yesterday.
Too much chocolate.
And what about you, Annette?
Oh, I'm all right.
Good. Well, a walk in the fresh air should sort Sonia out.
I think she'd rather stay in bed, Greg.
But she was dead keen to come on the shoot.
Yeah, I know.
And I really wanted her to.
I know, love. But like we said, much better to let her decide what she wants.
Can I stay with her?
What? No. Here, have a cup of tea.
Annette doesn't drink tea.
But if Sonia's allowed to stay home...
You're not sick.
I don't think I'll like shooting.
It's all right. Nobody's going to stick a gun in your hands.
Greg?
So what am I going to do?
You can help the beaters.
What's that?
It's all right, Annette. You stick with me.
I'd much rather stay here.
Well, you can't.
But you said we could decide what we wanted.
Not today. Today I get to decide and you're coming on the shoot.
OK, that's far enough. Go on, out the way, you daft thing. We're only giving you a nice clean bit of bedding, that's all. Oh, stop it.
All right.
This one thinks it's all a bit of a game.
Hang on, I'll give you a hand.
Every time I go to cut the twine on the bale, he sticks his nose in the way.
Here, give us the knife.
There you go.
OK, can you get them to move back a bit?
No, not really.
Well, I just have to unroll it and hope they get out of the way. Here it goes.
I don't think you're going to manage that.
Well, come on, give me a hand then.
No, you see, when you try to unroll it... No, there's three of them at it now.
Don't just stand there laughing.
Why not? It's hilarious.
Go on, out of the way, you lot. Go on.
I think they still want to play.
Well, hard luck. I'm not in the mood. Ruth, help me out here, can you?
OK. Go on. Go on, out the way. That.
Look at them.
Go on. Get round behind.
Go on. Right, they can finish spreading it themselves.
Yeah, I'd be too much.
Come on, get out of here before we get trampled. Come on.
They're having such a great time. Just like the kids, you know, when they're kicking leaves about.
Well, they say farming's an unrewarding job.
I wouldn't do anything else if you paid me. You know what I mean.
Well, we're never going to get paid much doing this, that's for sure.
I don't know that. Things can only get better.
What is bet?
And you can't put a price on moments like this. Look at them.
She's doing it deliberately.
Of course she is. She wanted to stay at home, you wouldn't let her, so she's sulking.
She never used to sulk, not Annette.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Greg.
She'll argue till the cows come home.
She's a teenager.
But she never sulked.
It goes with the territory, you've got to understand.
Well, I wish you'd stop it.
Look, the more you try and impose things on her...
Oh, here comes Brian Aldridge.
The more she'll resent you.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
Are we ready for the first drive?
Just as soon as the beaters have sorted themselves out.
Good. I'll go get in position.
was really embarrassed yesterday.
There's no point breaking over it all again.
She seemed quite determined not to enjoy herself.
She's obviously shy with strangers.
And after your mum had gone to so much trouble with the dinner.
Mum was fine about it.
I mean, what did she eat? A couple of roast potatoes. And she turned her nose up at the Christmas pudding.
Unlike Sonia.
Didn't even taste it.
She ate and drank everything in sight and made herself sick.
Well, at least she appreciated your mum's efforts.
Oi, Greg!
What?
Oh, my dad says to tell you the beaters are all in position.
Come here, Ed.
What?
Come over here. And Ed?
What?
Come here.
I want you to meet someone. Ed, this is my daughter Annette. Annette, this is Ed. You can use an extra beater, can't you, Ed?
You what?
No, Greg.
So, you take Annette here and show her the ropes.
No, I don't want to.
She can stay with me.
You said you wanted to know what the beaters do.
No, I didn't.
We got enough.
That was Sonia.
We don't need no more.
You can always use one extra. Go on, Annette, you go with Ed.
Greg, this...
Come on, chop, chop. Let's get this drive underway.
So, how was your Christmas?
Oh, quiet.
Oh?
No, we didn't even see Phoebe yesterday. Roy and Haley had taken off to Birmingham.
Oh. Nice presents?
Well, you know the usual. Adam bought me a pullover.
What colour?
Well, it's very nice, actually. It's a sort of rusty brown.
Oh, I got one of those.
Did you?
Yeah, from Ruth. And the kids gave me some hair gel.
Hair gel?
Pips decided her dad's not trendy enough.
Oh, dear.
Now, the winner in the present stakes was Elizabeth. She rang up in great excitement to tell us about the antique ruby pendant that Nigel had bought her.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Sounds like a guilt trip to me.
Well, you should know, Brian.
Touché.
Nah, we had a smashing day, really.
Yeah, and so did we.
No arguments, no tears.
Oh, that makes a change.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, is it true what I hear about our new vicar?
What?
That he's thrown the vicarage home to a bunch of drug addicts.
Oh, no, there's only the one.
But he's got a teenage daughter, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, but he's got...
Has the man got no sense of responsibility?
He's got Amy's grandmother staying.
Well, it's a thin end of the wedge, David. You mark my words.
Yeah. I think I can hear the beaters.
I mean, what's going to happen when this druggie's mates hear about his cosy billet in Ambridge?
Birds should be going up any minute.
So you've never been shooting before?
No.
But you live in France, right?
So?
I always thought they did a lot of it in France. They shoot songbirds and that.
Not where I live.
Well, where's that?
France.
No, I mean, whereabouts?
I wish I was at home now.
Yeah, me too. One beer if my dad hadn't dragged me out of bed.
Me neither.
I mean, Boxing Day's for having a lie-in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mind you, after the Christmas day I had.
Not as bad as mine, I bet.
Oh, what'd you do?
Went round to my dad's girlfriend's family, who I'd never met in my life before.
Yeah, with me, it was my brother's girlfriend's family.
And we're supposed to act like we're enjoying it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, please.
My mum made such a big deal of me behaving, and I
never wanted to come here.
What? Didn't you?
Left all my friends. We had loads of parties lined up over Christmas.
I've got a party to go to tomorrow.
But instead, I have to spend the whole holiday traipsing around the freezing countryside.
Yeah, it'll be something to look forward to, I suppose. Just so you know, the birds are going to be growing up any minute now.
What?
The birds? The pheasants?
Look, all I'm saying is...
Yes, all right, you've made your point.
You're never going to get through to her if you keep bossing her about.
You seem to be getting along just fine, her and Ed.
Oh, yes.
She went off with him quite happily in the end. You still think I got it wrong?
Oh, what does it matter what I think?
Oh, come on, Helen.
Oh, perhaps I should go home.
No.
Make sure Sonia's okay.
I'm not having the girls ruin the day for you.
Right.
Yeah, here we go. What the hell was that?
It's Annette.
What?
Come on, quickly.
No, it's okay, no, I didn't hear you. Calm down, calm down. No, it's all right, it was a dead bird, that's all.
But it's horrible.
No, come on.
Horrible.
What the hell's going on?
It's okay, it's okay.
You all right?
What's the matter?
No, she's just a bit freaked.
Right, well, you can leave as a mean.
It was only
you heard me. Move it.
All right.
Oh, it's all right now.
I'm just trying to help.
What happened?
Her dead pheasant came down, she completely freaked.
I didn't know it was going to be like this.
It's okay, love, it's all right.
Okay, panic over.
What happened?
One ghastly minute, I thought Matt Crawford had finally shot someone.
Oh, well, that's only a matter of time.
It turns out Greg's daughter didn't appreciate that shooting involves killing things.
Oh, Lord.
And her delicate sensibilities are offended when a dead pheasant fell in her field.
A gamekeeper's child?
Well, he doesn't see much of them, does he?
No. Hey, by the way, talking of Matt Crawford, have you had an invitation to this New Year's bash?
At Nightingale Farm? Yeah. Yes. And I said, thank you very much, Matt, but Jenny's off skiing. And he said, it was nothing to do with me.
What?
The invitation, it's not his party.
Well, whose is it?
Mr. New Tenant, whoever that is.
That's a bit odd, isn't it? Sending out anonymous invitations.
Yes, well, if you don't know whose party it is,
how can you tell if you want to go or not?
It wasn't my fault.
Well, whose fault was it then?
I didn't know she was going to react like that.
Because you didn't take the trouble to explain to her what was going to happen.
I assumed she knew.
You assume wrong.
Sonia knows.
But she's not Sonia, is she, Greg? She's Annette.
Yes.
She's quite a different person.
Yes, all right.
Obviously a rather nervous person who was likely to be scared by the guns, let alone dead birds falling from the sky.
Well, why didn't you say something?
I tried. I spent all morning saying, listen to her, just listen to what she wants to do.
But I ask what she wants to do, and all she says is, whatever.
You were really rude to Ed.
It just got to me. Seeing him with his arms around my daughter.
Sometimes I don't understand you, Greg.
She's my daughter. It was instinctive.
Yes, she's your daughter.
I was protecting her.
You scarcely know her at all.
It's not my fault.
Well, you just better get to know her and start accepting her for what she is. Because otherwise this holiday is going to be a complete disaster.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.